AI promising instant cash using your home equity. Sounds like sci-fi, doesn't it? But those ads, they're everywhere, making it seem like you can just unlock thousands of dollars from your phone. So today, we're doing a deep dive on these AI home loans, figuring out if it's the real deal or just, really good marketing.
It's definitely catchy, especially if something comes up, like an unexpected expense or maybe a time-sensitive opportunity.
Right.
But those are exactly the moments you have to be extra careful, really understand what you might be signing up for.
Exactly. We've got what looks like marketing material here. They're calling it an emergency home loan.
Okay.
And it seems kind of too good to be true, right?
Yeah.
Instant access to money, faster approvals than a traditional HELOC, and AI, artificial intelligence, doing all the work. It's tempting for sure, but let's break this down. What's really going on here?
Yeah, they're calling it an AI line of credit, which honestly sounds kind of cool, but what does that even mean? Like, practically.
Yeah, because I'm imagining like a robot handing me a blank check.
Right. Well, not quite. It probably means AI is going to be looking at your financial data, like your credit score, home value, things like that. And that's how they figure out how much you can borrow. This isn't completely new, though. We already see AI in other parts of finance. Like for credit scoring.
Okay, so not total fantasy then.
Right.
But what about how fast they say it is?
Yeah.
Faster than a HELOC. They're even saying it's faster than you can say home repair. And for the record, I timed myself.
Okay.
It's pretty fast.
Yeah. So that's where the AI magic is supposed to come in, I guess, right? Think of it like a superpowered assistant who can go through like mountains of paperwork super fast. These algorithms, they can go through your data really fast. Pulling information from all over the place, like instantly.
So let's say, hypothetically, my basement suddenly becomes a swimming pool.
Okay, yeah.
Because of a burst pipe, of course. Could this AI home loan really help me out that quickly?
It's possible, yeah. Like with how fast data analysis and all that is getting, it's not impossible. But even the smartest AI still has to follow the rules, right? Financial regulations, lending practices, all that. There are probably still checks and balances, someone double checking things, even if it's all happening behind the scenes.
Okay, so maybe less magic, more like the real world. They're basically just automating something that usually takes a lot longer with a regular HELOC. But there's something that kind of stuck out to me. They never talk about the interest rates.
And that is a huge red flag. Speed and convenience are great. But there's usually a price you pay for that.
Like it makes you wonder,
Yeah.
what's the catch?
Exactly. It could be that these AI home loans, the interest rates are even higher than a HELOC, because they're giving you that speed and convenience.
So you're so busy being amazed by the tech, you end up paying more for it in the long run.
Right, exactly.
And speaking of the tech, how does this magic button even work? They make it sound like ordering food online or something.
Yeah. Haha, the ad makes it seem so easy. Download an app, connect your accounts. Boom, you're pre-approved. Like you have this magic credit limit based on your home equity. Like they found a way to skip all the usual steps.
But are there really no bumps in the road?
Well, let's not forget those regulations and all that still exist, right? So even with AI, lenders still have to check your ID, make sure you actually have the job you say you do, probably still look at your house's value too.
So maybe not instant approval then,
Right.
but could it still be faster than the old way of doing it?
That's the big question. And honestly, we don't know. These companies, they don't really tell us enough. A good lender, they'd usually be upfront about that stuff, even if it's all high tech and new.
That's a good point. And then there's this whole thing, right? Like they say you have a financial expert on call 24/7, like you have your own personal AI advisor or something. What is that about?
It does sound pretty good, especially for someone who's, maybe not super comfortable with all the home loan stuff, the jargon. But we got to figure out what they really mean by that.
So is it really like personalized advice for you and your situation? Or is it more like, I don't know, one of those chatbots that just gives you basic answers?
Exactly. That's what we need to find out. I mean, it's possible they have some useful tools, resources, that kind of thing. But you got to be realistic, right? AI is only as smart as the information it's given. It can't replace an actual financial advisor who gets to know you and all that.
It's like those recipe apps, The ones that try to be all fancy with AI.
Oh, come
And they end up suggesting, like, putting sugar in your spaghetti
on.
sauce.
Right.
It's technically giving you advice, but probably not the kind you want. Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in all the excitement, right?
Right.
AI this, AI that. But like you said, they're just tools at the end of the day. They
Absolutely.
can be useful, but you can't just forget about, thinking for yourself.
Exactly. And that brings us to something else about this emergency home loan they're pushing, the whole feeling of it, you know?
Yeah.
They show you all these stressful situations, flooded basement, medical bills, that kind of thing.
Oh, right.
And then, bam, they've got this easy solution. It's like they're playing on your emotion, making you feel like you need this loan right now.
Skip the stress, right? Click here, get instant relief.
Yes, exactly.
It's hard to resist when you feel like you're in a tough spot.
It is. They know we want things to be simple, and they definitely know we hate complicated financial stuff.
Sure.
But like we talked about, you got to make financial decisions with a clear head, not when you're feeling emotional or stressed.
Yeah.
It's like buying that expensive thing you don't need just because the ad was really good. Later, when you see your credit card bill, you regret it.
Totally. And you know, this whole time, there's another red flag.
Okay.
It's subtle, but it's there. They're being really vague. No company name, no actual product name. The only thing they want you to do is fill out some generic form. Feels kind of fishy, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's like they're trying to reel you in with promises of amazing tech, but then no real details. That should always set off alarm bells no matter what it is.
Okay, so where does that leave us? Is this AI home loan the future of finance or what? Or is it just like a marketing trick to take advantage of people who are, you know, looking for easy answers?
It's probably a little bit of both, to be honest.
Yeah.
AI could definitely change how we handle our money, make things faster, more efficient, all that. But at the end of the day, it's just a tool, right? It's only as good as the people programming it and the information it's working with.
So for our listeners out there, maybe they're thinking, hey, this AI thing sounds pretty interesting, but I don't want to get fooled. What should they be careful of?
Don't let the fancy words and promises fool you. Before you sign anything, especially when it comes to your home, do your research.
Okay, yeah.
Look at different lenders, compare those interest rates, all the terms and conditions, read the fine print. Don't be afraid to ask questions, even if you think they're dumb questions. There's no such thing.
Exactly.
Knowledge is power, you know, especially when it's about your money.
Well said. And that wraps up our deep dive into these AI home loans. It's a wild world out there, and it's changing fast. Like always, stay informed and don't let anyone pull a fast one on you. We'll see you next time.